Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Working, waiting, this what you've been paying for.
the throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lock a knife on me. Don't know where I would be,
don't know who I would be, yeah, yeah.
Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
The revival that keeps going and going and going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We come before the throne of grace tonight. As humblest, we don't hide up to hear the voice of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're featuring the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God, which is pastored by Apostle Elder A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to pray for the Apostle. Keep the Apostle in our prayers on tonight. Hallelujah. In his absence, he has some business to take care of. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we're going to keep the show going. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So, well, our thoughts are with him on tonight. Praise God. And I do believe he will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. With a fresh word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, let's get ready to go to the throne and grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those of you that are on Blog Talk Radio, get ready to call the number on your screen. Praise God. So you can enter into the service on tonight and receive a word. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Or you can just call in. Amen. And put your prayer request on the throne of grace. Amen. Or maybe, praise God, you have a testimony on the goodness of the Lord and you want to share your testimony on tonight. We encourage you to do so. Call those numbers on your screen on tonight. Enter into the service. Hallelujah. And have a joyous time in the Lord with us on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I open up the phone lines, we are going to Mark 11, chapter 22, hallelujah, through 26. God has been on this path for we, praise God. Amen. Mark 11, praise God, on tonight, 22 through 26. And it reads, then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. I assure you that you will say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you can have. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. This is the scripture that we like to call the scripture that says, hallelujah, that we are supposed to have an attitude of expectation, praise God, when it comes to prayer. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are supposed to have an attitude of expectation when it comes to prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. When we pray, we are supposed to expect God. Hallelujah, to make a way. We are supposed to expect God to do what he said he was going to do. Hallelujah. The problem is when we pray, we don't know if God's going to do it or not. Hallelujah. Praise God. That God says that's the issue. That's the real problem when we pray. When we pray not knowing if God is going to do what we asked him to do or not. Hallelujah, praise God. But Jesus is telling us, hallelujah, praise God, all that is required is that you really believe. Hallelujah. People say, why my prayers ain't being heard? Why my prayers ain't working? Praise God, hallelujah. Could it be that you don't really believe? Hallelujah, you just are going through the religious motions of praying. Hallelujah, praise God. But you're going more with what the doctors are saying than what, hallelujah, the word of God is saying. You're going more with what, hallelujah, people are saying, hallelujah, than what the word of God is saying. You're going more with what your own mind is telling you than what the word of God, hallelujah, is telling you, praise God. You are praying, hallelujah, but you are not expecting God to answer your prayer, hallelujah. So what is your prayer for? Hallelujah, amen. Is it just so you can be heard? Hallelujah, praise God. So you can say, well, God, I prayed, and you just ain't do it. Hallelujah, praise God. You heard my prayer. I got witness. They heard me. Hallelujah. I asked you to heal me, and you didn't do it. Hallelujah, praise God. But God is saying it's not, amen, that that I didn't do what I was supposed to do, is that you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to believe in your heart and not doubt it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you doubted it. You didn't really believe it. Glory to God. You were just playing just to pray. Glory to God. You were just going through the motions. Hallelujah. With no expectation of God. Hallelujah. Delivering you of that thing, of God healing you of that thing, of God giving you that answer that you've been asking him for. Hallelujah. Because you believe more in what the world say than what the word says. Because the world tells you that's impossible. But the Bible tells you with man it is impossible. So you're right. Hallelujah. The cancer's too far along for you to be healed. Glory to God. According to man's expectations. Hallelujah. Your marriage is too far gone. Hallelujah. For it to come back together. According to man's expectation. Everything you're saying is right. It's impossible through man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, Jesus said, Yeshua said, but with God, all things, glory to God, are possible. And that is what we need to get into our spirit, that all things are possible. That is what we need to get into our heart. That is what we need to get into our mind. Glory to God, that with God, whatever we ask God, it is possible. It's possible to be healed, hallelujah, from diabetes. It's possible to be healed, hallelujah, praise God, from cancer. It's possible, praise God, to be healed from any disease, COVID-19, HIV, I don't care what it is, glory to God. God said, I can heal you of anything. It's possible to come from the ghetto, hallelujah, praise God, to the gated community. God said, I can take you out of your environment that you're in, and I can put you in another one, glory to God, hallelujah. The reason why you stuck in the situation you stuck in is you don't believe that I can bring you out of it. I'm getting ready to open the line, but the Lord say, take them back to Numbers. Remember in Numbers, glory to God, hallelujah, he said, I have given you the land to possess it. But because they didn't believe they could take the land, because they didn't believe they were strong enough, the Bible says they were like grasshoppers in their own sight, and therefore in the sight of the enemy, they were like grasshoppers. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, the problem ain't God, the problem is you. The problem ain't God, it's your stinking thinking. Glory to God, hallelujah. That your situation is too, hallelujah, dire. It's too in distress for God to fix it, when God can fix anything. Glory to God, if you trust him with it. Glory to God. God can fix anything on tonight. So as we open up the phone lines tonight and you come with your prayer request, hallelujah, make sure you come with an expectation. Praise the Lord. An expectation that God, hallelujah, can do anything. Hallelujah. Amen. Because his word shall never come back to us void. His word shall never fail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As the word say, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Nothing was made without the word. You can't do nothing without the word. Glory to God. The word still has power on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the phone lines are open. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, now would be the time. Glory to God. Will there be one on tonight?
Thank you. I like to praise and thank God for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I like to thank the Lord for watching over me and taking care of my family and friends. I want to ask the Lord to please help them to and divine and Linda said that her stomach was bothering her again. Please take care of that. Please take care of all those in the nursing home and hospitals, jails, and prisons. Please take care of the homeless. Please, Father God, take care of Martha, Brian, Green. Please help her to find somewhere to stay. Please, Father God, help all your children. build your fence around all of us and keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Lord, to be here one more time. I want to thank Dr. Pastor Ella Corey and his doctor tonight, and Pastor Ella Andre tonight. Thank God for my sister tonight. Thank God for my niece. My family, my bride, Mr. Alberta, Mother Virgin, Mother Annette, Mother Kathleen, Mother Teresa, Mother Dyke, all of you wonderful persons on the phone tonight. I'm going to thank God for myself, holding me up, and hopefully I can go back to work after this virus thing. I'm praying that virus just slow down a little bit. I hope these kids where they mad and obey their parents. I just pray to God for my Uncle Odell, my Uncle Jack, my cousin Erica, my cousin Eric Lewis, Ed Bottoms, Andrew Bennett Jr., his wife, Brother Craig, Brother D, Boo Boo, my cousin, Tondra, Jimmy, Scott Pierce, my stepbrother, Dominique. All of you on the phone tonight. Just thank the Lord for being here one more time. Bless our president. Bless the family that lost someone in that great battle. Just pray for their families and loved ones. Help them to be strong. Pray for my cousin Darren, Jackie, Tiffany, Andy, Vivian. My other nieces and nephews, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Brother Buck. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Do we have any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord?
Brother Andre.
Yes,
this year down the sister, Linda had told me that you to pray for her because her stomach still bothering her.
Amen, amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. I'm sorry, what's that, Brother Martin?
Amen, amen. Bless God.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, tonight for Sister Linda. We come before you on behalf of her, Lord, asking you, Lord, to lift you up before her, Lord, asking you to heal her body right now. Hallelujah. Even though she may feel the sickness, Lord, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil is a lie. Hallelujah, Lord. And the truth ain't it. And we thank you right now. We praise you. We magnify you. We love you. We lift your name up high and holy, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we just thank you. We praise you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies, any more prayer requests, Austin?
Yes, Brother Andre, I got a testimony. Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
This is Jackie from Long Beach, Sister Jackie from Long Beach. I just want to thank God, and I praise the Lord for all you guys. And just thank God for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, and being able to have activity of my limbs. But I also want to thank him because my grandson was in a, he was driving a, riding a mini bike and got hit by a car in L.A. And I think that he didn't get killed and he didn't do nothing but break his leg in seven places. But I just thank God for sparing my grandson's life, and I just ask you guys to keep my grandson in prayer. His name is Knowledge, like knowledge. And keep Apostle in prayer, his family in prayer. And keep my daughter Chandra and my son Henry in prayer.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for Sister Jackie on tonight. Praise God. Keep her lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Well, and what was your other prayer request, Sister Jackie? I'm sorry.
My grandson got hit by a car. His name is Knowledge. Like Knowledge. And my daughter,
okay. Charlie, and Henry. Okay, Knowledge. Knowledge and who else? I'm sorry.
Henry and Chandra. Chandra and Henry.
Knowledge, Chandra.
And Henry.
Amen. Father God, go ahead.
Yeah, he's in surgery right now, so I'm going to call up there and see. They had to put a rod in his leg, put his leg back together.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before your throne of grace right quick. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Christ right now. Hallelujah. We ask that you help Brother Knowledge on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. If he has been injured, praise God. Hallelujah. But, Lord, we know that you are with him. Hallelujah. Lord, we're just asking, Lord, that you calm the pain. Hallelujah. That he is feeling, Lord. Hallelujah. And release him, Lord, tonight, Lord. And go with his family on tonight. Help them to know that he's going to be okay, that you are in his hand, that he is in your hand. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you for it. And we praise you for it on tonight. And we magnify you for it. Hallelujah, Lord. And we love you. Hallelujah. And we magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Is that you, Apostle? Glory to God.
That's me, man of God. It's me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God tell the story.
Amen. So you bringing the word tonight?
Yeah, amen. Let's all do it. Let's do it, man of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to let me introduce the man of God, and after this election, hallelujah, we will be in his hands. Getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God on tonight, hallelujah, is the pastor of the Jewish Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, which is based out of Long Beach, California. Praise God. The West Coast is in the house. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than my brother Ed Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Immediately following his election, you will be in the hand. Praise God. Oh,
awesome.
The man of God. Bless the name of the Lord.
Grandma.
Thank you. allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Come on, let's give God praise on tonight. We thank God on tonight.
Hallelujah.
We know that
that
the enemy's on a rampage, but we know that God is still in charge. Amen.
Amen.
And as long as we can pray, we got a chance. Somebody send up God a praise right now. Amen.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory,
yes, I hear you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. I just heard the Lord say, tell everybody to send up a praise for your household.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. We bless your name on tonight, God. We thank you for our household, God. You said, Jackson said, it's me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So we thank you tonight, God. We give you praise.
I don't want to hear nothing. Go.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that the enemy is trying to use everything and anything he can right now to distract us. Amen. Whether it be kids, whether it be spouse, whether it be anything to try to get in the way of what God got for you. But you got to fix your eyes and your mind on the prize. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
God is covering you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I want to come. We're going to do something different tonight, y'all. I'm just moving by the Holy Ghost right now, y'all. Hallelujah. I want to come into agreement because the Bible says that one would chase 1,000 and two would chase 10,000. How many of you know that we have enough power online tonight to change things? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. To counsel what the enemy trying to do, glory to God. Because he a liar. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God is the truth. Somebody raise your voice and give God a praise right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that there's still power in prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fervent prayers of the righteous shall avail as much. Amen. We got the victory as long as we know how to pray. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody that prayer will get you there. Come on here, somebody. Prayer will get you there. Hallelujah. And we're going to hit the enemy tonight in the realm of the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. For your house, for your children, for whatever it is that the enemy trying to attack. Glory to God. We're going to bombard heaven. Glory to God. We're going to pray that the fire from heaven will fall on his head. Glory to God. And whatever he's trying to do, glory to God, is going to be reversed on his own head. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Father, we come together as your children tonight, Father, and we thank you, God, hallelujah, that there's no distance between us and prayer. So we thank you right now, Lord, that as we pray, God, hallelujah, that you are lining things up, God, hallelujah. Your word, is a two-edged sword, God, hallelujah, that is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. For piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thought and intent of the heart, God. We thank you tonight, God, that we realize that your word of became flesh and it dwelt among us, God. We thank you that we know that we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that see out of your mouth, Lord God. Every unclean spirit, every demon, every demonic spirit, every witch, every warlock, every stubborn spirit, every rebellious spirit, every demon that is on assignment, God. We cancel that assignment right now, and we render you none void even right now as we come together in prayer. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we stand tonight like Michael stood in the book of Jude. Hallelujah. And he says, say to the Lord, rebuke you. Say to the Lord, rebuke you, huh? The Lord rebuke you right now, huh? Whatever wickedness you try trying to do. The Lord rebuke you, and we command everything to light up in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We thank you, Lord, right now. We give you praise. We give you the kind of praise, Lord, that will silence the enemy, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Make the crooked straight, Lord. Hallelujah. Make every valley high, Lord. Hallelujah. Make every mountain low, God. Make the rough places plain, Lord, so your glory can be revealed, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Turn it around, God. Turn it around. Your word says, Lord, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and have a call according to your purpose, Lord. We thank you on tonight, and we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, God. Hallelujah. It ain't over till you say it's over, God. Hallelujah. Stop all wickedness everywhere, God. I'm on so cold. Yadabashiki, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name on tonight, God. We thank you, God. Move on our behalf like you move on behalf of Daniel. Move on our behalf like you move for Joseph. Move on our behalf, oh God. Hey, God. Like you move for me, oh God. Yandere Rabo Kosha, the other Rabasha,
We thank you,
let the fire of your Holy Spirit fall on his head, God. In all the gates of hell, Father, you said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. So I thank you right now for overcoming power. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Because we know that you are anointed, God. We thank you right now. Thank you for your anointing,
you.
God. Loose your presence, God. Loose your presence right now. Anointed, God. Loose your presence. Hallelujah. And we will give your name the glory and the praise. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory, 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 glory,
glory,
hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So, Lord,
hallelujah.
So Lord, I pray, God, hallelujah, that because the enemy touched my finances, Lord, hallelujah, I pray, God, that you will cause him to pay back double, triple, quadruple. Lord, I pray that you said once the thief is caught, then he has to pay back sevenfold. Get ready, because God is coming in your pocket, devil, and you're going to pay me back plus interest. Everything you took. But not only me, hallelujah. Lord, I want you to do it for everybody online tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Into manifestation. And I know how you honor my words, Lord, when I speak. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to have the big
glory,
payback.
Hallelujah.
This is the big payback.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
All right. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Lord. I thank you for my wife, Lord. Lord, I lift her up right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Devil, you a liar. You a liar. Rabba Satanta Robo Kondarebe Kiyorobo Koya Rabba Sando. Yeah, I'm still the king of my house. I'm still the priest of my house. And I'm still the prophet. And I got enough power to knock the hell out you, devil. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There you
go. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We rebuke you, devil, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Loose here. Loose here right now, Satan. Loose here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, we rebuke you, we cast you away, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, amen. I lift my wife up right now, Lord, hallelujah, and the attack of the enemy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your angels. Thank you for your word, Lord, hallelujah. Amen. Devil, you can keep on being mad. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, devil, glory to God, recompense is coming your way and the big payback. So get ready to pay back everything you've stole, everything you've taken, everything, every lie. Lord, even for him touching your anointed, Lord God. Get him for that, Lord. Because you said, touch not your anointed and do your prophets no harm. So, God, because he touched us, Lord God, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, I'm speaking out, Lord, hallelujah. He touched us, Lord, hallelujah. And he violating, Lord, hallelujah. He been violating it and getting away with it. But no more, devil. Glory to God. I'm pulling your card, devil. Hallelujah. I'm pulling your whole card. Hallelujah. You got to pay back everything. Everything. Don't you miss a shoestring. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Robo ko yarabasando diyo soko yarabasiki. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
I got holy indignation right now, y'all. Hallelujah. I come from the streets where I come from. When you get hit, you hit back. But you hit back harder than what they hit you. And so I'm hitting right now in the spirit. And anything that's not with God is getting hit right now. Anything that's not connected with the Holy Ghost is getting hit right now. I don't care if you didn't have nothing to do with it. You are guilty by affiliation. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Roboko. Yarabashiki Torobo Sando. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel good in my spirit. How many of y'all feel good tonight in your spirit? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come online tonight. Glory to God. He was trying to get me not to come online, y'all. He was like, no, you ain't got nothing to say. And the Lord said, no, 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 no. You don't let no raggedy tooth devil shut you up. Hallelujah. He said, get online and go to war in the spirit. And I'm going to unlock everything for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know when you got power, you don't set on it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we thank God for power tonight over the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Come on, give God one more joyful praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Turn over to the hands of elder, amen, to come in while the spirit of God is still moving and still flowing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah all tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. The Bible says with all prayer and supplication. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we just got to pray. Hallelujah, amen. We full of the word. Sometimes we got to unleash that word. Sometimes we got to work that word. Hallelujah, praise God. It don't do no good to keep learning and we don't use it. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's like going, the Lord says it's like you done went and got your pilot's license. You licensed to fly a helicopter. You licensed to fly a 747, but you just get it. Hallelujah, and just don't use it, glory to God. Why are you not using the material God is giving you? Hallelujah, praise God. You have a license to rebuke that enemy. You got a license
to put
the devil in his place. Glory to God. He has to obey you when you speak. When you say just, the devil got to say hi. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The problem is we've been having it twisted, glory to God. We've been thinking the devil got some kind of power over us, glory to God. He ain't got no power. Hallelujah, praise God. Remember when we sent out the disciples, hallelujah, two by two? When they came back, they say, even the demons obey us when we use your name, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God didn't give us permission. He done gave us permission to use his name. To cast out these demons, hallelujah, to get these demons out your house, to get these demons out your church, to get these demons, hallelujah, off their job. He is giving you the power to rebuke the enemy, hallelujah, to get that demon out your boss, hallelujah, praise God, to get the demons out your kids, to get the demons out your co-workers, hallelujah, but we refuse to use the power, hallelujah, praise God. You got a license to kill. Glory to God, hallelujah, but you keep coming out unarmed, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Mm. We got to use the power of prayer on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh. Prayer does something. Because when you don't know what to pray for, your spirit do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. When you don't know what to pray for, your spirit do. Sometimes your spirit got to bypass you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you don't know what to pray for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody on their deathbed, you don't know whether to pray if they live or die. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when your spirit kick in, glory to God. Hallelujah. And utterance that only God can understand. Hallelujah. You don't even know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to use those gifts. Hallelujah. We got to magnify him. We got to praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. He didn't give us the heavenly language just to impress people with. Hallelujah.
Come
praise
on,
God. He didn't give us gifts just to impress people with it. He gave us gifts to fight out the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what we're doing? We're out here. We got a brand new gun, and all we're doing is showing it off to people. Look at this new gun I got. 9mm Beretta. Hallelujah. Got a full clip. It's chrome. Hallelujah. Look at that. Fully automatic. Just round there showing it off. Hallelujah. Then the enemy come, and we took it. Hallelujah. You remember some of them kind of people, apostle, amen? They got a pistol on them, but when the enemy took one up, hallelujah, amen, they the
big old
you. Ducking and hide. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, and that's what we doing. When the enemy show up, hallelujah, we hide. Amen, praise God. We don't use the weapon that God has gave us, hallelujah, but it's about time we start using, hallelujah, these weapons. Remember what the apostle said a few weeks ago? Hallelujah, maybe about a month ago, he said we got to walk out on the situation and yell, peace be still. We got to command peace to be still. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to command peace to be still. It ain't going to be still on its own. Glory to God, we keep wanting the world.
Thank you, Lord.
And everything just to fall in line for us. Glory to God, but it ain't going to fall in line for us. We got to command that thing to fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. When your children act up, you can sit there and wait on them to try to be good. You can sit there and wait on them to sit down and shut up, but you're going to be waiting for a long time until you open your mouth and command them, hey, sit over behind down. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we talk to our children, we need to talk, and we talk to our children like that when they full grown.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They full grown. Your mama still talks to you like that. Hallelujah. And you, mom, I'm just as old as you is. We both old. Mm-hmm. We both on Social Security, and you still trying to tell me we both on Medicare. Hallelujah. And you still bossing me around like I'm a little child. That's the same thing we need to do to these demons.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked and evil spirit. We need to bounce them around. Get off the job. Get out the house. Hallelujah. Wait on the porch for them to come outside. You ain't welcome in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better wait out in the break room. Hallelujah. You ain't welcome in the house. Glory to God. We got to command these demons to leave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like when they get on the line and we command them to cut the TV down. Once you command them, they ain't got no choice what to do. Glory to God. We got to use the authority
Amen.
That God has given us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God given authority. Not man given authority. God given authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your authority supersedes the president's authority. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord say that again. That ain't make no sense for people. The Lord say your authority. It supersedes the president's authority. You got more authority
wow.
than Joe Biden. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because Joe Biden can tell a spirit, God needs to stop. Hallelujah. But look at Afghanistan. Spirits just running loose. Hallelujah. Hey, y'all need to stop that. They ain't stopped that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if a man of God, hallelujah, praise God, if somebody who believes in the word, if somebody was to follow God, it was to go over there and tell them, peace be still. Don't you know they got to stop? Yes. Hallelujah. Why? Because God told him to do it. That's why he said, if you tell a mountain, if God said you got to get up and go and cast yourself in the sea. Hallelujah. Praise God. It got to do it. We just got to believe it. Praise God. So we thank God. Hallelujah for the praise there. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes you just got to praise God. Sometimes you just got to magnify God. Sometimes you just got to lift his name up. Hallelujah. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody got a testimony on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Or hallelujah, praise God. Anybody got a praise report? Not a testimony. Let me put it that way. Anybody got a praise report on tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Or how they done put their heel on the head of the devil on tonight. Praise God. Anybody on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God for God being a mighty God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for God giving us a peace that surpasses all, hallelujah, understanding on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for the apostle on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is truly good. God is still. Hallelujah, on the throne.
Yes.
Praise God. That means God is still in control. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. No weapon formed against us. Amen. So we thank God for the apostle tonight. We want to remind you, amen, praise God. If you haven't sown your seed, sow your seed. Amen. Get your feet in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. On tonight, the revival that just, hallelujah, won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we thank God for y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God and he can give his final announcement. Amen. And a benediction on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord.
And bless you, Elder. Bless you, man of God. Amen. I'll just leave tonight to go into prayer, to go into our warfare prayer. Amen. Because when you realize that the enemy is on the attack, you shut him down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it was in my spirit to come into the place of agreement because there's power in agreement. Right, Bible says, if any two of you shall agree, ask touching. Come on here, somebody. So every time we come to agreement, we shut down the enemy, too, on that level, because he don't have no room to operate when we come into agreement. Amen. So I'm thanking God on tonight and giving God praise. Amen. On tonight, if you have not sown your seed, I definitely sow your seed. Amen. And, secure your house. Amen. I want to encourage you in that as well. Amen. And so we're getting ready to dismiss. Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight. We give you praise and glory and honor. Father, we thank you and we bless your name on tonight. Thank you for allowing us to come into prayer so that we can come into the power of agreement to have victory over the enemy. We thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise. Father, for every household that's represented online tonight, God, we thank you, Lord. For every house, God. Hallelujah. Bless every house, Lord, that's been obedient with your word, Lord, tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you and we give you praise on tonight, Lord. We thank you that you are reversing, Lord, that you are turning things around, that you are healing, that you are working miracles, God. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, oh God. What I say unto one? I say unto all. Watch.
Watch.
And pray.
and live holy.
And live holy.
Live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
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 I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God.
Hallelujah.
Give God a shout about CT Total Boost.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thanks to God. Continue to walk in love and continue to walk in power. Amen. Know that I send my love, peace, and blessings to everyone. Amen. Until we meet again. Amen. Keep this revival in prayer. Amen. Get all you can while you can. Because you don't know when God is going to bring you to an end. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, child of God, be blessed. Stay blessed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Love you, Bishop.
Amen. Praise God.
Love you, daughter. Love you, elder. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, huh?
Amen. Love you, too.
Here we go.
Give me music,
let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary's your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yo.
You think elder just extra? You think I do the most?
Uh-huh.
You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers don't have it for the low. God with me. So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where elder is weak, he picking up some slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen,
that I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. After this next song, amen, we're going to play one of our recordings after this next song. Hallelujah, amen. It's something about the name Jesus. If y'all want to stay on the line with us, we got a recorded message coming right up after this. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Jesus, my doubts, calm my fears. Jesus, my sovereign King.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for everybody that has stayed with us on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to play one of our recordings. This is Hallelujah, me giving the word at Care Church. Amen. Praise God. And a testimony from the pastor there. Amen. Starts off the recording. Amen. And then I end it with a sermon. So y'all check it out. Amen. Thank y'all for holding on with us. Praise amen. God on that. Hallelujah. Amen.
Let's give the Lord another hand praise for you. Talk about sowing and reaping, gifts and surprises, all of those things. But I've been being, people have been blessing me here lately, you know. I some people call me to go to work, and I tell them, I don't think I feel like it. Praise God. But then somebody will come by and, you know, put $100 in my hand or something like that, or somebody just come by and just drop some money on me. And lately I've just been, haven't had to go to work in a month or two, you know, and still been doing the same thing, you know, spending money, you know, like giving to feed people, stuff like that. And then sometimes people have just been coming around just blessing me lately.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, is what you build up in your beginning will be what you receive in your end.
Amen. Amen.
And so it's time to start building now. I remember Pastor Corey would say, if you don't put nothing in, you can't get nothing out. But there's another way she used to put it. But put
whatever,
it in.
Whatever you plant is coming up. Yeah. So if you got a whole thing of corn and you don't plant it, you're going to run for that.
Amen.
If you plant,
amen,
it's going to go into your future.
Yeah. Amen. And so we need to start sowing into your future.
Yes.
Each time you give now, whatever you give, you're sowing into your future.
We learn how to become a gift of giving.
Yeah, if it don't be even in anything, you're always sowing into your future.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're young and don't educate yourself now, you're going to be making $10 an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
And then you blame it on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't take time to sow into your present for your future. So if it works all the way down, amen?
Yes.
And so, if we don't do nothing now, you haven't put up anything for the future, amen?
Amen.
If you don't accept Jesus now, you won't have nothing for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything is now unto then, amen?
Yeah.
And so let's all start sowing so you can have something later on. Mm-hmm. And so now if you've been sowing, you don't know why people give it to you, but bless you, but people bless you that don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
And even one, well, here, man, here's $20. Here. Don't pay for your food. Here. You know, and then you'll
say,
oh,
mm-hmm.
And so let's learn that. That's going to be a lesson, amen. What you do now is going to be your return later. You know, it's kind of like Social Security. If you don't put no Social Security in, you ain't going to draw none later on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have nothing to draw. Praise God. So let's learn that as a given thing, God would always give it back to you somehow. Amen.
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 Well, today, you know, I'm not going to minister today. We have Bishop Andre
Prevost.
Prevost. It's a two. Is it Andre? Andre?
Yeah, well, one's an elder, one's a bishop.
All right. We've got Elder Prevost, amen. Praise God. He's going to give a word for us today. He's come up from Houston to be with us. And we want to hear his wife. And I thank God for hearing his wife coming up from Houston to be part of us. Amen.
Amen.
And so I just praise God for that. I'm saying God is working. I said, God's going to send some people here to help them all the time. Amen. I don't care how he does it. He's going to do it. And I'm
I've got my faith built that God is going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
And the gainsayers, then God's going to say, it's what I've done. And now you yourself. Amen.
Amen.
So then, Brother Andre Prevost, Elder, we call him Bishop Andre Prevost. He can come up and give a word. And his wife, you know I'm bad with names.
Aisha
Prevost. Amen. Both here. Y'all have to tell me your name sometimes. Because I could be around you 15 years. Or has it been 20? She's been around us over 20 years, and I still get her name wrong. And so I said, just answer when I say something. Let's all stand for Mr. Prevost, amen. He's on he does the Care Radio Network, amen. Care Radio Network. And so y'all need to listen in some night. Amen.
Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together right now in your name, Lord. We want to ask that you allow all of us to decrease today, Lord, so that you can increase. Allow me to sit down, Lord, so that you can stand up. Simply just use me, Lord, as your instrument of instruction on this morning. And Lord, we praise you and we magnify your holy name, for you are truly worthy to be praised, you're worthy to be magnified, and you're worthy to be lifted up. And we pray these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord on this morning. It's truly a blessing once again to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. A blessing to be amongst the saints. Amen. It's a blessing to know that God is here today.
Amen.
Praise God. And I know God is here today because he said in his word that when two or more come together in his name, that he will be in the midst, that he will be in the middle. And if we are to believe what the word of God tells us, we ought to believe every word that's in this book. Praise God. As the bishop listened, praise God, we have the radio ministry, and we call the radio ministry, it's uncensored. Praise God. And I always tell people, that don't mean you're going to hear some cussing. Or what you might think is cussing. You might hear that, what you might think is cussing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But really what uncensored means is it's the true and unadulterated word of the living God. It's not watered down. It's not sugar-coated. See, what we have to understand about the Word of God is medicine to our souls. It's medicine to our spirits. And when you go to the doctor, and the doctor gives you some medicine, amen, sometimes the medicine is thick. Sometimes it's bitter. The medicine is bitter. Praise God. And in some institutions, religious institutions today, they take the Word of God and they water it down, amen. It's not as thick as it should be, or they sugarcoat it. Amen. So it won't be as bitter. Praise God. But sometimes the word of God is thick. Sometimes the word of God is bitter. We've all been to the hospital and the doctor has given us a pill that was too thick. Oh, how am I going to swallow that big old pill? I don't know how I'm going to get that down. Praise God. But if I were to change the chemical concept of this pill, of this medicine, it won't have the effect that it should have.
Amen.
Amen. It, in some cases, when you mess with the chemical composition, it actually makes it worse. Amen. When you tamper with, amen, the chemical composition of that medicine, the same thing goes with the Word of God. When you tamper with the Word of God, amen, it decreases the effect it should have. That's why we see so many people in mega churches, amen, and they're prospering in one area, but they're dying in another. They're alive in one area, but they're dead in another area because they're being given watered down word. Praise God. And that's just the truth. It's watered down. Hallelujah. Amen. And I would tell somebody on the street, it's not that dope you used to, you know, that cheap dope. Hallelujah. That dope that's cut up, stepped on. That's how we say it in the streets. Amen. That's how we got to talk to them out there so they can get the understanding of what we're saying. Praise God. Because everybody don't go to the doctor and take medicine. Praise God. Everybody don't come to church and hear the word of God and know the difference between a watered down word and sugar coated word and the true, authentic word of God. Amen. So we say it's uncensored. Hallelujah. Because it's the truth. Amen. The Bible says the truth will make you free. See, it's a difference between being free and between being free indeed. Praise God, because you can be free. In other words, I like you mentioned, there was a man that was on the run for 2 years. He was free. Mm-hmm. He wasn't in prison, but he wasn't free indeed because people were still looking for him. Mm-hmm. Amen. So when we come to Christ, amen, we with the truth makes us free indeed. In other words, I ain't got to worry about nobody coming up after me. I ain't got to worry about rumors and stuff like this coming behind me, chasing me down. Praise God, because I'm free indeed, because the truth has made me free. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And I was reading this a couple years ago, amen, and I noticed something about the scripture. I was studying the resurrection. I was doing something for Easter, and I was studying the resurrection of Christ, amen, and I noticed something that it says in St. John chapter 20, verse 1, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the tomb, and she seeing the stone taketh away from the tomb. Praise God. And it's caught my attention, praise God, because Mary Magdalene, I had a misconception growing up that Mary Magdalene had some kind of faith that the other disciples didn't have. Praise God. Then when she went to the tomb, she actually was going to see Jesus, that she believed that he had risen from the grave. Mm-hmm. Praise God, as he predicted, as he said in many scriptures before. But then I come to find out she went down there to prepare the body. She bought some oils, amen, some incense. She was expecting the body to be in the same condition that they left it in. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when she arrived, she seen, this ain't the way we left it. The stone's been moved away. Praise God. And a lot of us, we have to understand our lives, they mirror Christ. Because we said we took on his name. We are Christians. We're going to have to suffer. We're going to have to go through something. But that don't mean we got to stay in it, because we supposed to go through it, not stay in it. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But a lot of us, we do this mentally. We go through it, and instead of continuing through the suffering and continuing through whatever trials and tribulations come our way, we stay stuck in it mentally. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We could physically be already out of the situation. Amen. We done already got that divorce. Praise God. We've been done left that old job. Hallelujah. We don't even go to that church no more. But mentally, we still stuck in that suffering process. Praise God. People come and expect you to be stuck in the same thing they left you in. You ever not seen somebody for a while, and they when they do finally see you again, they expect you to be in the same predicament or the same situation you were in the last time I saw you? And that's what Mary Magdalene was basically doing. She was going to see Jesus, but she was going expecting him to be in the same situation, the same circumstances, she was expecting him to be in the same position that he was in the last time I saw you. The last time I saw you, you were wrapped in dead clothes. The last time I saw you, you were in the tomb. The last time I saw you, you were broke. The last time I saw you, you were in a storefront. Praise God. The last time I saw you, you were staying in an apartment. The last time I saw you, you were staying with somebody else. The last time I saw you, you were walking. Amen. And now that I've come to see you, amen, and I've actually come to help you out. I've come to help make your life a little better, because I'm really expecting to find you the same way and in the same position and in the same place that I left you in. But when Mary Magdalene arrives at the tomb, she noticed this ain't the way I left it. Praise God. And I began to realize something about everything, that nothing really changed. Amen. I'm not saying that nothing changed as far as we didn't get salvation and Jesus didn't rise with the power in the hand. I mean, everything that was going on around Jesus was still going on once he rose from the grave. They were still talking about him. He was still the number one enemy of the state. They still wanted to know, well, if he is still alive, we need to fight him again and kill him again. Amen. Because he is still a threat. Ain't nothing changed. The disciples still don't believe. They still doubt. Praise God. After he done said everything that he said I was going to do, it has come to pass. Y'all have seen it. Each and every time y'all seen it, y'all say, ooh, that truly is the Son of God right there. And then I do another miracle. There you go. Ooh, you truly are the Son of God. And here it is again. I said, hey, I'm going to tear this temple down, and in 3 days I'm going to raise it back up. Mm-hmm. And then it's the third day, and they still don't believe. They're not coming down there to see the stone rolled away. See, they should have been going down there expecting to see the door open. But instead, she went down there, amen, expecting to see the stone still in front of the tomb. And then she gets down there. It's the first day of the week, which is Sunday morning. Amen. And the stone's been rolled away. And she can't believe it. So the Bible says in verse 2, then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we know not where they have laid them. Now, if you come back to a place, amen, say you last time you saw somebody, they was doing real bad, they was in an apartment or and they was behind on their rent, you go to their apartment to see if they okay and they not living there no more, instead of you assuming, well, maybe God has blessed them. Maybe Jesus opened up the windows of heaven, poured out a blessing, they have room enough to receive. Maybe they got a house now. Instead, they assume maybe they homeless. They done lost everything. And you run back and you tell people that I went back, amen, and I didn't see his wife there. Maybe they got a divorce. I don't know. Praise God. I didn't see the children there. Maybe they finally put them kids out. Them kids was bad. Praise God. They assume the worst. When the last time you probably saw them, that person probably said, hey, I trust God. My marriage is going to get better. Hey, I trust God. My health is going to get better. My living situation is going to get better. My mind and my soul going to get better. I trust God that it's going to get better. But instead of you believing, well, maybe it got better, you just naturally assume it got worse, and you go tell other people it got worse. Praise God. And then they go running to see, I want to see what you see. That's what people do. Amen. That's how they get on the phone, they gossip about you, they talk about you. Blessing to see y'all, so blessing to see you. As soon as they, girl, let me tell you, they came to church today, girl, and they look like, I don't know where they got it from. They done lying and stealing from somebody. I don't know. Praise God. That's what they do. That's what we do. We get together and we talk, and we say we not gossiping, but we only saying that to point out the fact that we gossiping, but don't let nobody know we gossiping. Praise God. We not gossiping. We just, you know, brother and sister talking about what happened in church today. Can we not do that? Praise God. Hallelujah. But the truth is, that's what we're doing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Guilty as charged. Hallelujah. And what I like, we know John wrote this book. We know John is the other disciple. Well, we theologians and scholars, they say, hey, that's the other disciple is John. Notice the people always say, you know, they try to discredit the Bible and say it has a human factor to it. Man wrote it. But you can see, if you really look for the human factor, you can see the human factor. Now that's Peter. I'm John. You know, this ain't about me, but I'm going to say Peter ran down there to the scepter. She came and told Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved. That's a human factor right there, because I'm writing it. I'm not using my name, but I'm saying I'm the other disciple whom Jesus loved. Praise God. When we read forth, it say, then Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple came, and they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter. I got there first. I'm not gonna say it like that, because this ain't about me, but I'm gonna say the one who Jesus loved, he got there first. But see, even the human aspect does not affect the outcome of this scripture, because when they both, whoever, it don't matter who got there first, Jesus still wasn't there. They were still looking for him and they couldn't find him. And when we drop down to verse 8, it says, hallelujah, verse 10, it says, then the disciples went away again to their own home. So that the disciple, the Peter and the other disciple, they had left. And Mary was still there crying. and weeping because this person ain't where I left them, and I don't know where they at. I don't know if somebody done took them. Amen. I don't know what's done happened, and that's what happens in our lives. Have you ever went looking for somebody and you ain't know where they were? You automatically thought the worst, and you became concerned about that person. Praise God. But you cared so much about that person that you looked until you found out what happened to this person. And sometimes we might be finding out that we're looking in the wrong place. That's the only reason why we can't find them. One scripture said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? I have elevated them from one level to another level. Amen. But you're still looking on the same level that they were on the last time you saw them. Praise God. Amen. And that's going to take place with a lot of people in here in our lives. People are going to come looking for us on one level when God has already elevated to us to another level. They're going to be surprised to see, amen, that when they come to 2501 Centennial, that Care Church may not be here no more, but it might be in that big building across the street. I'm just hypothetically speaking, amen. You could buy that building across the street. God is capable of doing anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm looking for it over here, but I turn around and it's over there. Wait, you can't come over here yet, though, because we still remodeling. Praise God. That's what Jesus said. Wait, you can't touch me yet. I have not yet ascended. Hallelujah to my Father. There's still some things going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm getting a little bit ahead. Hallelujah. But Jesus saw her weeping. Jesus was right there. Hallelujah. But she assumed that he was a gardener. Amen. Why did she assume? I know. Don't you know how Jesus looked? Hallelujah. Been walking with him 3.5 years. Amen. Maybe longer. And you don't know how he looked. Praise God. The problem is he didn't look. Not only is he not where he was when you left him, he don't look like he looked when you left him. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Because when you left him, the only thing that was, they say they beat the skin off of him. That the only thing that was left on the body of Jesus was the blood of Jesus. They say that they disfigured his jaw, his eyes was out of his socket. They had pulled out, amen, his joints out of place. They had put a crown of thorns around his head and pushed it in. So where now there are holes in his head, digging into his head, blood streaming down. All that should be dried up on him. He should look a horrible mess right now. Even if he was alive, how would he look? But he didn't look like he did when they left him. So says she is looking at him and didn't realize that's him because you're not supposed to be looking as good as you're looking right now. Mm-hmm. Not the way I left you. Mm-hmm. The way I left you, amen. The way I left that marriage, amen. Last time I seen y'all too, y'all should be, I don't know, in divorce court right now. I should have seen y'all on Judge Tola already, praise God. Hallelujah. The way I left you, I should have seen your kids on Scared Straight already. Praise God. Amen. But you not looking the way you looked when I left you. You're not talking the way you talked when I left you. Praise God. And you're not in the place where I left you at. God has elevated you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the thing about Hallelujah. See, this is our part right here. This is because I study the Lord's divinity as well as his humanity. And as us following in God's footsteps, we're going to have to, the Bible says, suffer for a little while. Praise God. And I mentioned earlier about mentally staying in that suffering stage. And how long? Yeah, we're going to have to suffer. Jesus suffered. I just described how he looked, but he didn't stay there. Amen. The tomb was rolled away. It was up for him to walk out of the tomb. Praise God. But some of us don't realize that that tomb has been rolled, the stone has been rolled away. And we just sitting there. Amen. Praise God. Stuck in our situation, stuck in our tomb. Amen. When the Lord is saying, I have already suffered for you. When he died, before he died, he said something. He said, it's finished. It's finished means it's done. Amen. The tomb has already been rolled away. Amen. All you have to do is come forth. Remember he told Lazarus, come forth. Now, what if Lazarus would have just sat there and said, I can't come forth. I'm dead. I'm stuck in the situation I'm in. and you're telling me to walk out of this when I'm dead. But this is all going on in our heads. We're not physically dead. Amen. But our finances may be dead, and well, hey, look, I'm in this rut, and I'm just stuck in it. I'm just going. This is just the way it's going to be. Praise God. The ministries. Amen. I tell people all the time. You think your ministry started off like this? The Bible says your latter day will be greater than your former day, but you got to stick with it and watch it grow. Praise God. Amen. But some of us settle, and when we settle, we just sit there. We don't get up, even though the stone's been rolled away, and all we got to do is walk out of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like watching Divorce Court. I love watching Divorce Court because people been married 15, 20 years, and I was watching one, and the wife said, well, he left one night. He was gone at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it turns out he was with another woman. He was cheating. And the judge told her, said, well, when did this happen? This happened about 6 months after we got married. Wait a minute. Y'all been married 15 years already, and you still stuck. You never walked out of the tomb. Praise God. Some of our children have grown up to be active members in society, but we still see them little bad children that gave us hell when they was in school. Praise God. But we can't look and see that they've excelled from that. Praise God. We can't look at our husbands and wives and see that they're on a different level because we still remember what they did. So we're still stuck there instead of walking out. Praise God. And the thing about it, didn't nothing really change in Jesus' life? They still doubted because that's the whole reason why y'all here. Y'all didn't doubt I was going to get up. Praise God. I done walked through a wall. And here come Thomas like, nah, I just don't see it. I just don't believe it. Now you're looking at me and you see the holes in my hands, but they're still not good enough. Now you gotta feel it. I gotta feel it for myself. I gotta feel the tangibility of it myself. Praise God. I gotta see the papers on that house to make sure that's your house. Praise God. I gotta see the marriage license. I wanna make sure y'all married, cause y'all could be shacking now. So I need to see the marriage license. Y'all say y'all ran away and did this. Praise God. You say amen, you didn't know nobody in that college to get your child into that school or get your child that job. We just doubt what we see. Praise God. And the Bible says we don't go by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. But when you look at it, we don't walk by faith or sight because we don't believe what God said he was going to do, and we don't believe what we actually seen God do. Praise God. They seen him walk on the water. Now, if you can walk on water, you can't come back from the grave. Praise God. If you seen people overcome when they was out there in the world, amen. One day I was down, next day I was back up. I got back up on my game. Praise God. But now that I'm saved, you think I'm just down and out for the count. Praise God. But if you believe what the word of God say, he say, I rose. Praise God. Hallelujah. What did he rise? He rose above, amen, a way of thinking. Praise God. He rose above it because the stuff around me not going to change. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not going to change. If I have a problem with my wife ain't going to change whatever problem I have until she's good and ready to change that if she ever think it's really a problem. So I can't change her. I can only change me. The same thing with me. She can't change me. Praise God. But she can change her. Amen. Meaning, that's just, you ever met somebody? That's just the way he is, child. Gone. He ain't gone. That's just the way he is. Amen. And they're not excusing the way they are. They're saying, I can't do nothing about it. Amen. See, when we rise above that way of thinking, I can't do nothing about the high priest not liking me. I can't do nothing about the fact that Sunday when I was coming into the town, y'all was screaming Hosanna and oh Lord, we love you, and y'all waving palms, and then four, five days later, y'all standing up there talking about crucifying. Y'all just said y'all loved me when I got here, and now y'all want to kill me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yo, I couldn't wait. When I got the job, you couldn't wait for me to start and all this other stuff. Now I got the job and you treat me like crap on the job. Now I wish I never would have got the job. Hallelujah. When he came into the town, they loved him, but amen. After 4 days, they was ready to kill him. Praise God. Crucify him. See, this stuff didn't change in Jesus' life. Nothing changed in Jesus' life. Praise God. He walking with him. Now, what happened now? Well, you ain't hear about what happened. They killed him. They killed who? They killed Jesus. What? They did. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he says, I've risen above all that. Amen. And that's what we have to do. We have to rise above it. Because it's not going to change. We waiting on everybody. We wait. Well, how long are we going to wait on Donald Trump to change? Praise God. How long are we going to wait on the boss at the job to change? Praise God. Hallelujah. How long are we going to wait on we waiting on stuff to change. Praise God. Amen. But God is waiting on you to change. He's waiting on us to change. Praise God. Because once we change, then we can walk around like Jesus did. He walked around. So many undeniable proofs. Hallelujah. Yeah, I went through, but I done rose above all of that. Amen. I done rose above y'all killing me, y'all talking about me, y'all mocking me, y'all spitting on me. Ain't nothing that changed. They looking for me right now. Ain't nothing changed. Praise God. But I have risen above it. I've risen above it so much that they can't get to me. I've risen above it so much that, Thomas, you can't get to me. Hallelujah. Tom, now you got to admit, amen, that's why I say I like to study the humanity of Jesus. If you was walking around with somebody like Thomas, wouldn't he get on your nerves? Everything I do, you doubting. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was some kind of camera trick. I don't know how he did it. It was some kind of camera trick. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. All I did was speak the word of God, and it came to pass. Praise God. But people don't want to believe it. Amen. When God starts, I have a friend in California. We always like talking about Illuminati and stuff like this. And he's always talking about, well, Steve Harvey got to be an Illuminati. He just got too much money. He got too many TV shows. I say, just because he's blessed, he's got to be in the Illuminati. God could not have just blessed this man. Praise God. And I say, if you keep talking like that, when God begins to bless you, guess what? You're going to look on YouTube and they go, oh, my Minister Ray is in the Illuminati. 10 things in his sermon that points that out. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm a gospel rapper also. I told him, I say, somebody can take one of my songs and pick it apart so quick and say, look, Illuminati right there. He's one of them enlightened ones. You got to watch him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's what people can't accept what God does. So when Jesus rose from the grave, amen, the first thought that everybody went to is somebody stole the body. The disciples were saying the Romans stole it. The Romans were saying, amen, that the disciples stole it. Everybody was saying the Jews stole it. The Gentiles stole it. Somebody stole it. Praise God. They never thought, well, maybe he just rose. Nah. I can see him thinking about it for a second. Maybe, well, nah, not even Peter and them believe this. He had to walk in on them, and that be the problem with us. Praise God. Amen. Because when we drop down to verse 19, it says, the same day, that evening being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto them. Hallelujah. Now, this is where it applies to us, the disciples. Praise God. Because we as disciples, it's the first day of the week. Hallelujah. We go through this every week. Every Sunday we come to church. Praise God. And what did Mary Magdalene do in the previous verse? Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, in every church across the country, what do the pastor do every Sunday morning? He come and says, I've seen the Lord. He's spoken to me and told me to tell you these things. Praise God. And we hear what the pastor done said. Amen. Whether it be a male or a female or whether it be a child, whether it came through a song. Well, however the word came, we heard the word. But on that same day, the Bible says they were in a room with the door shut in fear. Yeah. Praise God. A lot of us do that. We come to church on Sunday morning, the pastor will preach a good word. I don't care, amen, if it's Creflo or TD or Page, amen, praise God. We hear the word, we shout, we run around, run around the church of God in Christ. I was ready, they get up and just start running for no reason. Pew, run around the church. Praise God. But then that same evening, they locked inside, even though they done heard the word of God. But they locked inside because it's real easy to be in the spirit while we in the church. Mm-hmm. Praise God. It's real easy to listen to the pastor and say amen, praise God, when we in the church. But what are we doing later on that day? Mm-hmm. Praise God. What mindset are we in later on that day? Praise God. Because just like Jesus' rose, have we risen? Praise God. Are we still stuck in our same mindsets and we stay locked in the house in fear? Some people are scared. You know, some people scared to go outside. They say the best way for me to stay out of trouble is for me to stay in the house. If I stay in the house, I'll stay out of trouble. Praise God, because somebody might look at me the wrong way, and I end up cussing them out. Praise God, and then I got to go repent about that. Amen. Or some woman might pass by, and she might catch my eye, and I might happen to look with adultery in my eye, and here we go. Praise God. It's best that I just stay in the house. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me, and I'm getting ready to wrap this up, because the Lord told me it's all about the power of confession. Amen. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And that word may in the original Greek translation don't mean like we say may, like it might happen. That word may means to have it to be allowed to be healed. It has to be allowed to be healed. And he says the confession, amen, is what helps us to be healed. See, we can't hold stuff in. Praise God. Just like we have to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. The power of that confession gives us salvation. And so the power of us saying, hey, I need you to pray for me in this area. I need you to pray for me in that area. Praise God. But the problem with our confession is something like what I was saying earlier. Praise God. We don't want to confess because, you know, church people like to gossip. Praise God. Hallelujah. And certain people can't confess. I was telling Minister Ray, you can't go in church and confess. You know, I used to be a homemonger and a womanizer because then husbands would start holding on to their wives' hand. Well, you ain't going by him. A woman can't get up and testify. I used to be out there. I would give it up to any guy. No, come here, honey. Come here. You need to sit right here. Don't you go nowhere. Don't go nowhere near the new sister. No. Praise God. And because we make those confessions, people look at us through our confessions. Look at us through the sins we have committed. But the sin does not define who we are. Hallelujah. It just says that we slipped up. It just defines what we did. It does not define who we are. Remember when Jacob was born, even though the angel had told his mama, look, you are pregnant with two nations. Amen. And the younger one going to serve the older one's going to end up serving the younger one. And these going to be two mighty nations. Praise God. But instead of giving them a name of power, they call Jacob a heel. Jacob means heel because of something he did before he was even born. And he lived up to being a heel. He began to hustle this person and hustle that person. Amen. He got real prominent off of doing stuff the wrong way. Amen. Hustling and swindling and shysting and lying and manipulating. That's how he came up. Praise God. But he only did that because he was labeled a heel from when he was born. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a lot of us live up to those labels. That somebody, you kissed the boy when you was 12. She fast. So she became fast. Praise God. Both of them little girls like him, he a little player. Oh, I'm a little player. Okay, so I'm going to be a little player because that's what we were labeled. Praise God. But the Bible tells us that we are children of the Most High God. And when we know who we are in Christ, who God thinks we are, it don't matter who you think I am. Your thoughts really, we think our thoughts count. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. But our thoughts don't count. Amen. What counts is what God thinks about us. And God says, whether you are Jew or Gentile, male or female, slave or enslaved, you are a child of the Most High God. And if you know that you are a child of the Most High God, then everything else falls in line. Once you change your mind with that, praise God, and you realize who you are, amen, then everything else changes. That's the whole point of repentance. If we say you need to repent, you need to turn from your wicked ways, but before I can turn from my wicked ways, I first have to change my mind about my wicked ways. Praise God. You know, for example, when I say change your mind about your wicked ways, somebody might say, well, he got 3-4 women. He should know that's wrong. But if he was raised in an environment where daddy had mama and he had a baby mama and he had a side chick, and this is my only example of what a man is, then this is what I think a man is supposed to do. And then you telling me scriptures, hey, look, Jacob had 2 women. Solomon, he had 1,000 women. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is where my mindset is. So I don't know that it's wrong because nobody has ever told me it was wrong. Praise God. And we just assume they know what they're doing is wrong. Amen. Because you know that it's wrong don't mean they know it's wrong. Praise God. There's a lot of stuff we was doing that was wrong, and we found out as we was going along that this was wrong. Praise God. And we had to repent right then and there. Praise God. That's why Jesus said, I know what you've been told. But what do I tell you to do? I know you've been told that if Bishop Page, if he hits you, to hit him back 2-4, 2-5, 4-9. But I say if he hits you, turn the other cheek. What? Praise God. Hallelujah. That's not what I was taught. Praise God. I always say all the time, I was confused growing up as a child because I go to church and I heard that scripture, turn the other cheek. And then I get in a fight in school, and before my parents, uncles, aunts, before they ask me what the fight was about or anything like that, the first thing they want to know is, did you win? Did you win? But I thought I was supposed to turn the other cheek. Boy, you better learn how to fight. And my grandma even told me, if you get suspended for fighting, you better have won that fight. That's the only way you ain't going to get in trouble is if you win. I'm confused. Praise God. And we have confused our children just like Jacob was confused. We have confused our children with the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus. Praise God. Because that's what we teach our children. There's a fairy that brings you money when you lose your teeth. Praise God. But if you ask Grandpa will tell you, no, it ain't no fairy. I done lost all my teeth, and I had to pay to get more teeth, and ain't nobody reimbursed me for those teeth. Praise God. They'll teach us that a bunny lays eggs on Easter, and we got to go find the eggs that they done laid. Then you grow up and find out bunnies can't even lay eggs. Chickens lay eggs. Praise God. They tell us that there's a man that looked like he weighed 500 pounds, and he got a sleigh that with flying reindeer that don't have wings. They ain't got no wings, but they fly. Praise God. And he bring us gifts every Christmas. He come down the chimney, even if you ain't got no chimney, you stay in an apartment. Amen. Praise God. But he comes down the chimney. Amen. And then on top of that, you tell me there was a man that came and he died for my sins, that he took all my sins away, and that I don't have to worry about sin in my life no more. And then slowly you start telling me, well, the Tooth Fairy ain't real, but the Easter Bunny ain't real, Santa Claus ain't real, but Jesus is real. But you expect me to believe the most unbelievable story now, after you have raised me to believe that all these other fictional characters was real. I have grouped Jesus in with Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy, and now you're telling me, praise God, that Jesus is real. He died, and he came back to life. 3 days later, he died, and he came back to life, and you expect me to believe that. Praise God. And I went through a period in my 20s where I was like, I just don't. That night just don't make no sense no more. Praise God. But that's all because that's a generational curse that the devil has put into the world. Because to us, we just having fun with the kids. We just having fun. Amen. But it's more than just having fun with the children. It's teaching them the right thing. So later on, all you're doing is planting seeds, and you want to make sure each one of those crops has a harvest in that child. So when you have planted the seed of Christ, you cannot plant tare, because then they're going to pull it out. Remember you said if you pull the tare up, you're going to kill the wheat? And the tooth fairy, Easter bunny, Santa Claus, that's tare. And when you yank that up, you just yanked up Christ with it, because I done grouped them all together. Praise God. I done grouped them all together. Amen. So just to wrap it up for today, praise God, we have to be able to rise above the world. Everything that's going on in the world, we have to rise above it. Where everybody else teaches their kids about Santa Claus, but we have to rise above it. The Bible says we are in the world and we are not up, but we are not of the world. Once Jesus rose above everything, nothing nobody else was doing was having any effect on him. Up until he rose, everything had an effect. Praise God. He was being thrown out of synagogues, because if he didn't get out, they was going to kill him right quick, but it wasn't his time, so he had to hurry up and get out. Amen. And they came to him in the garden. They kissed him. They beat him. They mocked him. All this was affecting him, but once he rose, nothing that anybody did in the world could ever affect him again, because he had risen above it. And once we rise above it, amen, that's when we're going to start, that's people going to start talking, oh, they act like they don't care no more. I don't understand. I just told them so-and-so said this, and they ain't even reacting to it. They don't even care about it. I just told them they child, amen, I remember my ex-wife came to me and said, you know, your youngest daughter say she gay, right? I said, okay. So you're not going to, you are preaching, you're not going, hey, praise God, hallelujah. Everything, the seeds have been planted, praise God, hallelujah. People go through phases. People forget when they was a teenager, all the stuff they did, amen, they thought their parents thought, oh, this one ain't going to make it, amen, but we made it. So why don't we have the same kind of faith in our children that our grandparents and our parents had in us, once we rise above it and realize there's a cycle, amen. Teenagers going to be teenagers. People going to experiment. You're going to hear all kind of stuff, amen, before you get to where God wants you to be, amen, till you rise above what the world say. Praise God. That's the way they, hey, once they like that, you ain't going to be able to get it off of them. Praise God. You can't pray the gay away and all this other kind of stuff. Praise God. You got to rise above everything that the world is saying. Yeah. Praise God. Because once we rise above it, no matter what's going on, praise God. Can't nobody tell you they saw your husband down, so I saw your husband. Child, please. I ain't worried about what you. So you ain't going? No, because I'm going to rise above that, because that, you might have thought you saw his car, but when they made one Buick, they made two. They made 1,000. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And people are always looking to accuse you. The Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah. So somebody's always accusing. So once you arise above all the accusations and rise above everything somebody is saying about you, you can go to work and know them people at work talking about you. You can go to church and know them people that, there she goes, that's the one I say she used to walk the corner, girl. She used to work that corner right down there. Praise God, hallelujah. And the men probably know, because remember, in the Bible, the men always, I wonder, do Jesus know what kind of woman this is? And when every time I read that, I always wonder, how do you know what kind of woman this is? You're talking about Jesus, he must not be a prophet, because he don't know that she, but how you know? Praise God, what kind of woman this is? Praise God. Hallelujah. But the whole thing is, he has risen above it. Mary Magdalene had to rise above who she used to be, because they didn't want to. Once scripture says, amen, and Peter said, why would Jesus appear to you? Why would he appear to you? You're a woman. Why he didn't appear to me? I was there. John was there. He could appear to one of us, but he appeared to you. If she wouldn't have rose above what they were saying, she couldn't have come and did what the Lord told her to do. And as men and women of God, especially if you in ministry or trying to get in, our life period is a ministry. Praise God. And we have to rise above what's going on in the world for us to excel in Christ. Because unless we rise above that, we'll stay stagnant where we is. And it's like I say, it's mental. Once you rise above it mentally, you can know that she calling you out your name, and you can speak to her and tell her, God bless you, you have a blessed day. You can know that he plotting and revenge on you. You can tell him, hey, what you about to go do? Hurry up and do it. Hurry up or you change your mind now. Praise God. Do it quickly. Praise God. So let's begin to rise above our environment. And once we rise above it, then we can have that peace. He says, peace be unto you. Praise God. He says, I give you a peace, not the peace of the world, because the peace of the world, my wife got to be acting right. My kids got to be getting straight A's. Amen. And ease and conduct. Amen. I got to have a pocket full of money and a car and a house. That's the peace of the world. But if one of those things get out of line, then I'm jumping off of a building. I'm blowing my head off because I had the peace of the world. And now that I've lost one little piece of that peace, now I got to blow my brains out. But when I have the peace of God, I can say the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I can say that he must be testing me and trying me for something. I can say that all things are working together for my good because I love God and I called according to his purpose and he foreknew me. See, the rest of the scriptures say, for those that he foreknew and he predestined to conform to the image of Christ Jesus, meaning he knew me before and he has already predestined me to reach a certain destination in my life. That's why he told Jeremiah, you don't know the thoughts that I have towards you because you too busy worried about the situation that you're going through where God must not love me because look what I'm going through. And not only that, you got some church people telling you God must not love you for what you're going through. Remember, that's how they did Job. I thought you was a good man, Job. Now look at what you're going through. But Job even told his wife, now you sound foolish. I was willing to put up with whatever you were saying, amen, about this, that, and the other, but now you telling me about God? No, now you a foolish woman. And now I don't want to, I can't have nothing to do with nobody that's telling me to blaspheme God. He is my creator. He is my supply. Amen. And matter of fact, if you go somewhere, he'll supply me with another one of you. That's how God is. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, that's how God is. So I'm not so much worried about you. So I have risen. He rose above her. Amen. He's one of the only men in the Bible that rose above his spouse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Adam ate the fruit. Praise God. Samson was one of the, oh my God, he was one of the dumbest men of God in the Bible. Now, you see, just asking and poking, trying to find out where your strength is, and you finally tell her. Praise God. And now you're blinded and find yourself in a place. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's, like I say, it's both ways. Amen. I done seen women not go. I'm not going to church this Sunday because he's not going. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if I go to hell, you going to go with me too? Praise God. So we have to be able to rise above that too. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to be able to rise above everything because when we rise above it and we realize God is in control. Amen, that everything is predestined before the foundations of the world, that everything is going to work out for my good because I'm called according to his purpose, and if I just believe in him and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not my righteousness, praise God, his righteousness, because it's right to me to slap you back if you slap me. That's right to me. Praise God. And I know we Christians and we ain't going to say it, but it's right to you. If somebody slap you, you go, Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. But your first instinct go, I had to catch myself. I almost slapped. Somebody just said something to you. I almost cussed you out. You just don't know. Praise God. Because that's right to me. That's why he say seek his righteousness and pray for those who spitefully use you. Amen. So we just got to rise above the world, rise above what the world is saying and take on that peace of God. Because in the peace of God, I can lose this peace, that peace. I can lose all those pieces and still have the peace of God. Hallelujah. And I can walk around like Jesus did. Amen. After he rose again with doubt and people still hating and people still got unbelief and people still arguing. Did it happen? Is he real? Da-da-da. All that kept going, but he kept walking and say, you know what? I ain't worried about that. It's time for me to ascend to my Father. I am on another level of spirituality. I am on another level mentally that y'all can't reach me on. So I'm not worried about that. Praise God. People talk about Trump, but Trump, one of the few presidents that we have elected that was him. Hallelujah. He was him. And a lot of politicians, they mad. Because I had to change who I was to get this position. But you just went in there being who you are and actually won the election just being you. Hallelujah. And the Republicans and Democrats can say what they want. Well, I don't like his policies. I don't like that he's a womanizer, but you got every prostitute number in your phone book, Senator. Praise God. But you don't like this, that, and the other thing about Trump. Amen. But you really just mad because he was himself. A lot of ministers, they was mad at Joel. I went to Joel. We went to Joel church by 6 months. They mad at Joel because Joel just being Joel. Where you don't huff, you don't puff, you don't even come, you half time, you don't even come out of scripture. You come out of stuff happening in magazines and TV shows you done watched. He said, but that don't matter. You just mad because this man has the biggest congregation in the world, being him, not conforming to the images of this world. So once we rise above it and be us, amen, just be, well, see, when you rise above it, you can just be you. You can be you, and once you are being you, and God can use you. He can't use who you're trying to be.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. He can't use who you're trying to be, but he can use you. So once you rise above what everybody else is thinking and just be you, then God can use you. And that purpose that God has in you can be fulfilled. It can come out because we have risen above the rest of the world and what the rest of the world is thinking. Praise God. So while we're talking about Trump, let's take a page, just that page, not all his pages, because we got to go through his book before we just take any page. Hallelujah. But that's with anybody. But this page here that Trump got, he was himself. He said what they asked him a question. He said something 5 minutes later on the news. Everybody, did you hear what Trump just said when they asked him that question? He gave they were still using all this political language. He said exactly what it was on his mind. He said exactly. He didn't give no. When we used to ask Obama a question, Obama would, well, I'm so glad you asked that question. And he dressed it up. And one time I watched it, I say, wait a minute. He never answered the question. Trump answered the question, we get mad. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But at least he's being honest. So let's rise above what the world has to say about us, and let's just be who God created us to be, and then we can watch God use us in a mighty way. Praise God. Everybody have a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What a good word. Amen. Amen. We're going to rise above. Amen. We're trying to rise above. Amen. Trying to rise above people. Rise above what everybody else is saying. Rise above what everybody else is doing. And be who God made us. And say the way you do it, the way God told you to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do it the way God told me to do it. I'm not going to try to copy it after you. I got to be me. Amen. So we need to be like that. So if someone today stuck in their mind, you know, he said, if you're stuck, and normally when you're stuck, that's when you look like you're having problems because you're stuck on something. It shows up on your face.
Yeah.
You can tell when people are stuck.
I've been stuck.
Because it's on their face. You don't really need to ask no questions. They say, come on up here, you're stuck. Let's pray over it and get it right. Let's ask God to unstick me. Amen. I still been talking about. I said I had ran into a wall and I'm at a wall, so I'm stuck right now. I'm at a wall. I want to get through the wall. I need my breakthrough. What I'm trying to say, I need to break through the wall. Amen.
Mm.
And so I've got to a place where I'm stuck. And so we can pray together if you're stuck. And we all can get through the other side.
Amen.
So if anybody just stuck on something bothering you, amen, that you can't, don't look like you can overcome it. Come on, Prevo, since you talked about it, we're going to let you pray. Amen. Because we all stuck.
Mm.
Amen. We need to overcome.
and from all of our ideas, I like something that he said, you know, we always think that everything got to be just right before we can move on with the Lord and that we can stick one another. If I don't do right, especially husband and wife, you know, if I don't do right, you stuck. Mm-hmm. You can't go without me. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's going to be looking at you funny. Because, well, it either ain't treating you right or you ain't treating you right, whichever way it is. Mm-hmm. And so we want to stick one another over there. But I like that. We're not stuck on that anymore. We're not going to be stuck there anymore. We're not going to be stuck holding each other back, trying to hold each other back. I put some on myself. I don't mind. Stuck, amen, in the name of Jesus. I didn't. Through your hand, amen. Get stuck. Amen. Stuck, 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 stuck. Amen. Praise God. Come on, pray for us, Preco. Come on, Becca, let's hold our hand. We're getting unloose, but we've been stuck a long time. Come on.
Amen.
We all going to pray. Go ahead,
brother. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just first come before you right now, Lord, to tell you thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our forgiveness, our mercy, and our grace that you renew to us every day, Lord. And, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, because we want to get unstuck, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to rise above the cares of this world. For you said that we are in this world, but we are not of this world, Lord. So help us to rise above our environment, rise above our predicament. Lord, help us to rise above ourselves and our own way of thinking, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to rise above any and everything that is going on around us, trying to hinder us from our walk with you. Hallelujah. Trying to hinder us from our spiritual prosperity. Trying to hinder us from our material prosperity, Lord. Anything that is trying to hinder us, Lord, allow us to rise above it, Lord. Let it no longer have effect on us, Lord. Hallelujah. Give us the peace, your peace, Lord, not the peace of this world, but the peace of God. Hallelujah, the peace of Yahweh. Hallelujah, the peace of Yeshua, the peace of Jesus Christ, Lord. Right now, Lord, let it manifest in our lives in a mighty way. Hallelujah, and let the peace be seen in us. Let us go back to that job tomorrow with your peace. Hallelujah. Let us walk out of this building today with your peace. Let us go home with your peace. Let us drive, Lord, and walk with your peace, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your peace stay with us, Lord. Hallelujah. Manifest in your Holy Spirit, which dwells inside of us, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now, because we believe that it is so. You said in the word, whatever we so desire when we pray, to believe that we have received it, and we shall have it. And we believe right now that we have received it, Lord. We're not going to be stuck in our health problems. Hallelujah. We receive healing. We're not going to be stuck in our condemnation. Hallelujah. We receive deliverance, Lord. Hallelujah. We receive salvation. Hallelujah. We're not going to be stuck, hallelujah, Lord, in our poverty, Lord. Hallelujah. We receive your prosperity. We receive your wealth, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We receive your guidance, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. All our steps. And I promise you, we will move our feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to rise above Help us to rise above public opinion. Help us to rise above our family's opinion. Help us to rise above our own opinion. And help us to see that we are your children of the Most High God. As Jesus said, that we will also be called sons of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you right now for everything that you did on that cross, that blood that you shed for us, Lord. Hallelujah, the suffering and the pain that you went through. We thank you for it right now. We praise you for it right now. We magnify you for it right now. You are worthy to be worthy,
Lord.
You are worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah, we believe that when the praises go up,
yes,
the blessings come
down. Hallelujah. Let it rain in our life right now. The blessings of your spirit, Lord. We thank you right now.
Thank you right now.
We praise you right now. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. With a thousand tongues, we would not be able to praise you enough. Lord, we just love you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And Lord, we appreciate you for everything that you do in our life. Hallelujah, Lord. And we receive it right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus. Everything that you want to give us, we receive it right now. Hallelujah. We shut down those walls of darkness right now. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father, Lord. Your word is praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. We thank you right now.
Thank you right now.
Your word is Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you right now.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. That's right. Praise is our currency.
Hallelujah.
Praise is our currency. You know, when you buy something and you get somebody money, then they give you what you paid for. That's praise. Hallelujah. We got to learn to praise God when we got it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everybody enjoyed the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We always want to bless you, man.
In the church,
and,
bless the man of God.
Bless the man of God for the word that came forth.
If you're not going to bring him, then just come bring yourself.
And, the thing of it is,
just come be present.
We always want to bless the man and make sure for his coming. They are in town, and we want to bless them.
Yeah, bless them.
And so that they can move ahead and get established here in Arlington.
Thank you.
And so that they can take root, they can get a hold, they can get them a home, get them a place. We always call that a temporary thing, you know. And so we're asking that everybody would bless them today. If the word has blessed you, be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for the word of God.
Church, say,
amen.
Let the church say, let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it. When you dream about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does,
people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of yeah.
feel the rain.
Lord,
I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
I know.
Clouds may rise.